What's going on, y'all? 97.5, the Fanatic. Devon Givens broadcasting from the center as the Philadelphia 76ers home opener against the Chicago Bulls right here at the center. 8 o'clock tip-off. We take you right up to it. Should be a win after, of course, we see them losing to the Boston Celtics in the opener, 105-87 on Tuesday, starting off the NBA season. But it's good to have it back. It's great to have it back. A lot of conversation, a lot of good conversation with the Sixers, even though some people are frustrated with some things, specifically Markelle Fultz. We'll certainly get into that. We'll have some guests. Keith Pompey of Philly.com, the Philadelphia Inquirer, he will join us. Anthony Gilbert from NJ.com will also stop by. And Bob Cooney will share the mic with us sometime shortly. You know, he has some obligations to handle down there as the coaches speak. Some of the players on the floor have to do some of the other things. So we'll hear from Bob Cooney, Keith Pompey, and Anthony Gilbert at some point during the show. But you know, it's all about you. We want to talk about this game tonight. We want to talk about Markelle Fultz, what you're looking for from him. I mean, listen, we talked about a lot of different things with the Sixers overall over the past couple of days. But you know what? We got to get right into it simply because they have some hoops tonight here with the home opener. People are going to be packed. You get the free cool T-shirt with all the players' name on it from Independence Blue Cross. I got to get me one of those, me and Rick, and we all got to get one of those. So we'll get the T-shirts. Well, you can't have ours, but you can have any other ones that they hand out here in the building. Everybody gets them. So let me give the numbers right away. We're here until 7:45, 610-632-0975. And the question to start things off is simple. Kind of what the polls that Natalie was reading during Mike's show, he and Ty were talking about it. The poll question of about Markelle Fultz and what you want to see. He's been the hot story so far since Tuesday. 5 points on 2 of 7 shooting in 20-plus minutes, but only playing 3 minutes and 13 seconds of time in the second half. Landry Shamet getting in before him. T.J. McConnell getting more time than Markelle Fultz. And we're all trying to figure it out. You know he's going to start tonight. You want to see what he does on the floor. What are you expecting from Markelle Fultz tonight? What is a satisfactory bounce-back type of game for Markelle Fultz tonight? A lot of it has to do with the energy level that he displayed on the floor. I mentioned it. Only, I believe it was 2 shot attempts in the first 9 minutes of play that he had on the floor for the 76ers on Tuesday against the Boston Celtics. And he just looked like he was just floating up and down the floor, not really getting into it, just floating again up and down the floor. And it just wasn't good enough for me with what he did. Now, I understand that when you see what he did on the floor for the few times that he was able to get to a spot on the floor and take a shot, it was okay. One time I thought he got himself caught on the right side of the floor with 3 defenders and he had to force up a tough shot. Things like that are going to happen, especially when you're young like that. You're still trying to find your way. We know he's into his second year of his career, but not playing much a season ago. He's still going to make mistakes. We know that. But the coach does have to put him out there in order to let him take those bumps and bruises. Now, the difference here with a rookie like him is, this is a team that we're expecting big things from off of their 52-win season last year. So when you have a young guy like that, all right, listen, he's the number one overall pick, so he needs to go out there and just flat out ball out. But we know for some reason that's not him as of yet. So hopefully that changes when he does, in fact, get on the floor and he starts to get that rhythm. We thought that that thing would take place specifically in the preseason, where we saw the first 2 games, and we felt okay knocking down a three, but taking the threes, hitting jumpers, navigating the floor and getting where he needed to be, and those were some positive signs. But so far, again, in game number one, we saw the 2 in the preseason in China where he kind of took a step back. It carried over to the start of the season where he only has those 5 points, and that was 20-something minutes. But it wasn't just a 2 of 7 shooting and the 5 points. It was the body language, the fact that Brett Brown benched him essentially in the second half, and we didn't get a chance to see him anymore. So tonight, maybe being at home, Boston is a tough team. The Garden is a tough place to play. It can eat some people up initially. I'm not saying it did. I'm not saying many people said he did. I already heard during Mike's show where people were saying he's a bust. You're hearing from other shows where people say he can't play. He's done. Send him to the G League. All kinds of stuff. I'm not going there yet. Okay? I'm not going there yet. Now, I do want to see more energy from him. I do want to see a better overall collective effort from Markelle Fultz tonight. Defensively, he's going to, I guess, guard Chris Dunn when he's out there on the floor. And that's an okay matchup for Markelle Fultz with Chris Dunn. I like Chris Dunn. If many people have heard me over the years, when his draft time came up, I like Chris Dunn, thought the Sixers should look at him. He went higher, never had the opportunity. Hasn't really panned out as much, but that said, Markelle Fultz, he's a decent defender, is Chris Dunn. But Markelle Fultz should be able to at least look across at his man and feel like he can do some things. When we saw in the preseason, he was penetrating, getting to the basket, hitting Embiid for stuff, penetrating, getting into the paint, kicking it out for jumpers, penetrating, getting into the paint for himself. You need to see that same type of style of play, aggressive Markelle Fultz. We talk about, I know I do, aggressive Ben Simmons. That's my favorite Ben Simmons. I want to see aggressive Markelle Fultz tonight, where he puts up 15 points on maybe taking 10 shots and he's getting good looks. If they don't fall, all right. It's the fact that he took them. It's the fact that he was looking for, he was shot hunting and looking for some positive things to happen on the floor. Getting others involved, playing that energy defense, getting out in the open floor when things start to happen in the fast break and run. It's defense, pace, and space. So if the defense can turn the Sixers into offensive things, then it's all good for Markelle Fultz. He should certainly benefit from that this evening against the Chicago Bulls. So listen, 610-632-0975. Devon Givens again, broadcasting live from the center. Sixers home opener against the Chicago Bulls right here at the center, 97.5 The Fanatic. If you're coming on down with the 11th Street Atrium at the entrance, right on the side of Lincoln Financial Field. So again, stop by, say hello. 11th Street Atrium by sections 110, 111. If you enter somewhere else and you want to come on by, come through, say hello. We got a lot to talk about with the Sixers. So once again, the numbers, 610-632-0975. Broadcasting from the center, we'll hear from Keith Pompey of Philly.com, Anthony Gilbert of NJ.com, and maybe a few others. Certainly Bob Cooney will stop by as well. So 610-632-0975. We take this quick break. We come right back. We run for 25 minutes. Take talking to you right here on The Fanatic.
Devon Givens on 97.5 The Fanatic. Farsetta and Trey in the morning.
Weekday 6 to 10 on 97.5 The Fanatic.
I just feel like as a grown man, you don't need to be out there eating popsicles. I mean, I think that.
I guess lollipops fall in that same category.
Yeah, lollipops, popsicles, stuff on sticks. You don't need to be out there sucking stuff out of it.
Farsetta and Trey in the morning.
Weekday 6 to 10 on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Natalie Eganoff here. October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month, and my friends at TurnersvilleJeep.com want you to join them in the fight. With every new Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, or Ram sold, TurnersvilleJeep.com will make a donation to the National Breast Cancer Foundation. Help Turnersville reach their goal of donating $5,000 this month. Also, if you show your support and wear pink, you'll receive an extra $200 off any vehicle in stock. Now, I was down there and met Ron Fina, the general manager, and he is truly committed to this great cause. If my TurnersvilleJeep.com tweet reaches 500 retweets, he'll donate an extra $500. Now's a great time to save during Jeep Adventure Days and Ram Power Days. So stop in today and see their huge selection of new Wranglers, Cherokees, Grand Cherokees, and Ram pickup trucks at TurnersvilleJeep.com. They have over 600 cars and trucks on the site to choose from. This is Natalie Eganoff for TurnersvilleJeep.com, located on Route 42 in Turnersville. Check them out at TurnersvilleJeep.com. Oh, did I say TurnersvilleJeep.com?
Welcome to the revolution. A global movement to transform the human body into a disease-fighting machine. Our immune systems fortified. Our immune cells retrained to hunt down and destroy deadly diseases. And today at Penn Medicine, we have dozens of new therapies in hundreds of clinical trials. All dedicated to the day when the body can shake Parkinson's, when Alzheimer's is a memory, when millions of people destroy cancer each year, instead of the other way around. This is no mere battle. This is not even medicine as we know it. This is a revolution. Long live the immuno revolution. Now rising at Penn Medicine. Learn more at immunorevolution.org.
This weekend at Kohl's, buy more, save more for your family and your home. Take an extra 15% off when you spend under $100 or an extra 20% off when you spend $100 or more. Plus, take an extra $10 off your $50 or more home purchase. You'll get Kohl's cash too. $10 for every $50 spent. This weekend at Kohl's. Offers valid October 11th to 21st. 15 or 20% off with promo code LEAF. Extra $10 off with promo code HOME10. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Imagine your dream carpet installed for free. The Home Depot offers all-inclusive installation on minimum purchases of $699. That's removal of your old carpet, basic furniture moving, and stairs. So the dream carpet you want comes at the price you were expecting. Free carpet installation that's actually free. The Home Depot. More saving. More doing. Valid only on showroom carpet price. $1 or more per square foot. Specialty items may be priced separately. License numbers including BC147263 available at homedepot.com/license numbers.
I'm Rocky Moselle with StarRegistry.com. Naming a star is perfect for birthdays, romance, or memorializing a loved one. For $54 and a call to 800-282-3333 or visit StarRegistry.com, you'll receive this timeless gift. We'll record the new star name in book form in the U.S. Copyright Office. For over 40 years, we've named 3 million stars for royalties, celebrities, and individuals worldwide. Call the Star Registry, 800-282-3333, or visit starregistry.com for the ultimate gift.
The Epson EcoTank printer, available at your local Staples, comes with up to 2 years of ink right in the box. That's up to 2 years worth of reports and proposals. Up to 2 years of not running out of ink when you need to print 5 copies of a report for a meeting starting now. And during Staples printing event, save $100 on the Epson EcoTank 4750. Plus, trade in your old printer and get another $50 off. Up to 2 years worth of ink and no hassle printing. Now at Staples. Offer ends 10-2018.
Do you have a love-hate relationship with your credit card? You love the freedom and convenience the credit card gives you, but you hate the high interest rates? And let's face it, they're high. 17, 18, even 20% APR? That's pretty outrageous. But with Lightstream's credit card consolidation loan, rather than throwing your money away on high interest payments, you can get a much lower rate, as low as 6.14% APR with AutoPay. And today, if you want an even lower rate, apply at lightstream.com/radio for a special discount. Plus, with Lightstream, your rate is fixed, so as rates continue to rise, your rates won't budge. They'll stay low. You can get a loan from $5,000 to $100,000, which means you can pay off your credit card and start paying an interest rate you can really love, thanks to Lightstream.
Ready to start saving? Apply now at lightstream.com/radio. That's right. Get your extra discount by applying today at lightstream.com/radio. That's lightstream.com/radio.
Subject to credit approval. Rate includes 0.5% auto pay discount. Terms and conditions apply and offers are subject to change without notice. Visit lightstream.com/radio for more information.
Come for the football, stay for the fun. Birds Fever has never been hotter. So make the Visit Philly overnight hotel package part of your game day plan. Enjoy free parking at your hotel. Ride down to the game with free lift credits. And chow down on the world's greatest roast pork sandwich with a $25 Reading Terminal gift card. So what are you waiting for? Let your Birds Mania melt into Monday. And book the Visit Philly overnight hotel package today at visitphilly.com.
Getting engaged? Then get ready for Benari Jewelers' extraordinary engagement ring and wedding band clearance event, Thursday through Saturday, October 18th through the 20th. You'll save up to 50% on the area's largest selection of designer diamond engagement rings and wedding bands with special no-interest financing available. That's Thursday through Saturday, the 18th through 20th, only at Benari Jewelers in Exton and Newtown Square or at BenariJewelers.com.
Your comments, your opinions in a city that lives and breathes sports. Your voice matters because you care. Get on the line now at 610-632-0975. Presented by Concordville Nissan, because Concordville cares. Online at ConcordvilleCares.com.
It's time to break up with your bookie. Harrah's Resorts in Bally's Atlantic City, Wild Wild West, are now taking bets at their brand new sports books. Place your wager today at the book. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
What would it take for you to get a tattoo you didn't want? $1 million? How about 1 million socks? I'm Randy from Bombas. When me and my business partner Dave...
How's it going?
...quit our jobs to start a sock company...
Bombas.
...we wanted to make the best socks in the history of feet. No more annoying seam, no more falling down your leg, added arch support...
You get the idea.
And what's better than creating the best socks in the history of feet?
Sharing them.
This is what we do. One pair purchased equals one pair donated to those in need. Our dream was always to donate 1 million pairs. We thought it would take 10 years. That's why Dave said,
when we donate 1 million pairs of socks, I'll get a tattoo to celebrate.
But then something happened. People loved our socks. And instead of 10 years, it only took 2.5. A million pairs.
And one Bombas tattoo on my arm.
Feel the most comfortable socks in the history of feet by going to bombas.com/thefanatic and get 20% off your first order. That's bombas.com/thefanatic.
There's just one sports station in Philadelphia for the Sixers.
Simmons in the Joe, two-hand jam. Joel Embiid knocking it out here in Philadelphia.
97.5, The Fanatic. Now back to Devon Gibbons live from the Wells Fargo Center. Sixers Bulls tonight at 8 on The Fanatic.
What's going on, y'all? 97.5, The Fanatic. 619, Devon Gibbons live from the center. Sixers home opener as they host the Chicago Bulls right here on 97.5, The Fanatic. Tip off at 8. Tom McGinnis in the game call. Brian Seltzer with the pregame. I'll have the postgame afterwards, which we like to call Patty. I have to give Pat Egan credit for it, too. In the post after the game right here on The Fanatic with Devon Gibbons until midnight. So we'll do that. Numbers again, 610-632-0975. And I misspoke a little earlier. I said Chris Dunn, didn't realize he was out with personal reasons. I'm in the building. I should know that. But I did not. So that said, thanks to all the people who told me that he was out for personal reasons. And that said, that's even more of a reason for campaign to get destroyed by Markelle Fultz, because campaign can't play, in my opinion. 610-632-0975. We're going to start things off again. Your thoughts on what you want from Markelle Fultz tonight. What do you consider a good enough bounce back type of game for him here at the center against the Bulls? 610-632-0975. Let's start things off in East Windsor with Anthony on 97.5. What's going on, Ant?
Hey, how you doing, Devon?
Good, man.
What I want to see is, like everybody's been saying all day, more heart. I even called the midday show saying that I believe he needs a mentor, whether it's Mo Cheeks or Allen Iverson, to get him hyped up. Bring him in as a, I can't think of the word right now, but advisor. That's what I'm looking at. And, you know, get him hyped up and tell him how important he is to the success of the team.
Well, see, that's also, and to your example, that's what they brought here for Jahlil Okafor when they brought now GM Elton Brand back. Even though Elton Brand wasn't getting on the floor, the mentorship and helping Jahlil Okafor at that time, even some of the other young bigs, Nerlens Noel as well, guys just getting into stuff and not focusing enough on the floor, not having success. So when you talk about Markelle Fultz in that way, I would look at, that's where the assistant coach comes in. And that's where someone like Monty Williams, now on the staff for the Sixers, they are the ones he's going to lean on. But you can't discount the others, Anthony, as well. J.J. Redick, Amir Johnson, those types of names, just to have those veterans out there, Jared Bayless, to help Markelle Fultz. At some point, though, and they can't hold his hand. He has to do it himself. And that goes for Brett Brown, letting him actually go out there and letting loose.
Yeah, he has to let him play. That's the other thing. I mean, how is he going to, you know, build up a lather if you're not out there, you know, going against all the competition?
No question, man. Listen, thanks for the call starting us off. And that he has to go out there and want it himself. And that's where we pointed out that lack of that just like the coasting that he was doing, just floating on the floor. And you're like, dude, what's going on? And come on, man, get into the game. They need you, especially when that game was so two shots in the first quarter. The game was a 21-21 game. It was screaming for somebody to do something. Screaming. He could have been that guy, or could he not? I mean, listen, Kyrie Irving is not a good defender that way. So go at him. Are you afraid because it's Kyrie Irving on the other side? And you don't want to get to that point where you start talking about, oh, he's scared, even though some have already gone that route. I'm not there yet. I want to see more, and I think we will. And tonight is a good barometer, I believe, but he has to come out and perform. Listen, no Chris Dunn. Campaign is out there. I'm not the biggest fan of Campaign. He needs to go at him and give him work. 610-632-0975. Delaware, we head to next with Lee on the Fanatic. Lee, what's going on?
Yo, what's going on, boy? It's been a while, man.
It has.
I figured it's time for me to start chiming back in. You know what, Devon, man? I meant to call you after the game, too. But watching that game, Brett Brown is on notice for me. If I see another dribble handoff,
you are in possession.
I'm extreme, man.
Well,
it is me. When I'm watching this team, it feels like Brett Brown, as far as play calling on the offensive side in the half court, which I know he doesn't do a lot of, But it seems like this team is built around Joel in the post and J.J. and Joel, the two-man game with the dribble handoff.
Yeah.
You don't run anything else.
How much of that?
Every now and again, they get a, he gets a little touch.
Yeah, well, how much, Lee, how much of that is because your two guards aren't shooting? How much of that is, but, you know, Devon, you playing to that?
Devon, what? Yeah, but think about it, man. You play ball. You understand ball.
Yeah.
Alfred Payton over there in New Orleans.
Yep.
He can't shoot. How many pick and rolls did New Orleans run last
year? No, I know. And that's why Markelle Fultz is also key, because he, known coming out of college, a very good pick and roll player. And you do that with Dario Saric, you do it with Ben Simmons, you do it with Joel Embiid. You don't see it enough. It is the dribble handoff. I got you.
Can I ask you this, though? Does Brett not know that? Like, if I'm Brett, what I'm telling him, basic, pick and roll, if the man goes under, you shoot until I stop calling it. Like, you shoot until I stop calling it. Come around that screen.
So
like
that's what you want to see from them tonight. That's what you want to see.
He put him in it, and I see about the seven times or so that he got put into that action. He took the shot, a couple of them, he went a little too deep in the paint, which, like you said, is going to happen. But when he got put at top of the key into pick and roll situations, he shot the ball. That's where his five jump shots came from. But for me, like, the first two shots of this game tonight, Brett Brown needs to put the ball in his hands. Like, he looks like TJ out there when he's playing with him.
Right.
Like, the same way TJ looks. All they do is just dance around on the outside and wait for something to come around at the very end of shot clock and the ball rotation. That's how all the two guards look for the Sixers, except for JJ and Bellinelli, because they can run the dribble handoff. And Brett feels comfortable with that.
You're right. And they definitely need to. Listen, you know how I was early on with Brett Brown heat. But, you know, I've come around a little bit because of the winning. Thanks for the call, bro. But you're right. They need to get in that pick and roll action a lot more, because he is more than capable. At least we thought, at least coming the prospect that he was coming out of the University of Washington, he was that type of prospect to be able to run that pick and roll and do it in a very effective way. So if they do implement a lot of that, I want to see it with Embiid, but you can also run that pick and roll with Dario Saric, the same for Ben Simmons, and maybe get some sort of mismatch, and now all of a sudden you have an advantage at the rim, out on the perimeter, whatever it might be. You have an advantage where if it's out on the perimeter, it's Markelle Fultz with a bigger guy trying to defend him out there somewhere around a three-point line. If you have that switch where it's Dario Saric, where campaign gets caught on him, then you have something there and you can let him go to work in the paint. But yes, you're right, Lee. The dribble handoffs over and over again, they work, but let's not get carried away. I understand. 610-632-0975, stepping in here at the Center Live as we are broadcasting from the 11th Street Atrium entrance, section 110, 111, if you're in the building in another way and you want to just walk around and say what's up. Bob Cooney from the morning show joins us right here live at the Center.
What's
Bob,
up?
What's going on, man?
Devon, how are you, buddy?
Home opener,
you always got to love it.
Always
excitement around the building. In spite of what happened the other night,
right.
It's still good. A lot of excitement down by the locker room where I just was. So, time to get it to rocking and rolling.
What's the energy down? You said the excitement.
It's good.
It's buzzing. A good positive buzz, even though they got blown out by 18 and they're letting that go. It's game number two. Positive energy.
It is. And it's funny talking to some people. Are like, calm down. He's fine. You know who he is.
He is.
He's fine.
MF.
We talked about it before. You and I have seen it a lot. There's NBA skill set there. Absolutely NBA skill set there. You just got to get it going. You got to get it right. You got to figure out how it fits in with everything. And once you do, hopefully it all fits together. I mean, there's puzzle pieces that are a little jagged now, and it's up to Brett just to figure out how it can go. And I'm kind of anxious to see how everything works out tonight.
No, I am too. And you just heard 610-632-0975, Bob Cooney joining us here for a bit. Devon Givens broadcasting live from the Center. The Sixers opener against the Bulls here. Stop by, say hello, or again, call 610-632-0975. We're coming right back to the phones. Derek, don't hang up. We got you next. Bob, you just heard Lee from Delaware with a great point. Get Markelle Fultz in some pick and roll action so he can go to work in that way as well. You get the mismatch either at the top of the key, or you get the mismatch at the bottom where Joel Embiid, Dario Saric, Ben Simmons can maybe do some things.
Right.
Or you just simply get some good action going where the defense is now starting to think, or they have to make this shift elsewhere that next time down.
Well, it's funny. A lot of people are talking about that play that they ran in China a few times, was when Markelle came off a double pick. So he had Ben set in the first pick, and then Ben rolled to the basket. And then Joel set the second pick, and then Joel popped. And Markel had the ball in his hands, and he decides, what am I going to do? I got a roller. I got a popper. I can take it to myself.
Yep.
Those are the kind of things that you can do when you have that type of talent. It's not easy for Brett. I understand it all because you don't have shooters, and you have a guy that you want to dominate down on the block in Joel. When you don't have the shooters, the defense collapses. We all know that. So it's going to be interesting how he tries to figure all these things out. But I think it's a neat puzzle to have because I think once Markel gets used to playing in the NBA, once his dribble penetration, once his in-lane passing, once his little jump shot comes to where a point where he's comfortable, I think this is all going to work. I really do. I Boston's a horrible matchup. I think once they figure everything out, this is going to work.
I think this is a good one. No Chris Dunn. You get campaign out there.
Yeah, Markkanen's out tonight also.
Yes,
I think
he's
going
to be out for a while. Go to work on campaign. Period.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, why not?
You
yeah.
just go to work on campaign. 610-632. Yeah, exactly. 610-632-0975. Listen, campaign is in the NBA for a reason. He can play, but he should not be on a level with Markel Fultz, and this is where he should be able to go off. Let's take some calls, man. If you're hanging out,
we're going to
take some calls.
Absolutely.
Let's take some calls. Let's go to Derek in Southwest on 97.5. Derek, what's happening, man?
Yo, Devon, what's good, bro? How's everything, man?
Good, man. Hanging out with Bob Cooney here. We got the home openers. Lovely.
Hey, listen, man, I just want to holler at you guys. More than anything about asking what I want, I'm just tired of the narrative. And it gets tiresome having Brett Brown have to play psychiatrist in addition to head coach. Just the whole narrative of what is it going to take for Markel to get it, it's draining. And I don't watch such a basketball for that. I watch my team to execute, to play ball, to compete. And I think, are we still going to be talking about this in December and in January? What's it going to take? What does Markel need? As a number one pick, he should just go out and play ball. I almost regret him just being a straight bust. But the fact that we also, in addition, have to, work extra hard to get him mentally prepared is very draining for us. And that's my biggest takeaway when I hear everybody talk about what we want to see from Markel tonight. I just want to see him play ball. And I hope he goes out and, succeed or fail, just be himself. And, not worry about all the extra stuff
That's the thing, Derek, is he out there thinking too much? And Bob mentioned it. Once he's out there and he's doing some things and he's just able to navigate naturally and it's all good and stop thinking. He always talks about, on social media, he'll bring up the haters and all that stuff.
Right.
Part of it is in his own head. Get out of your own head and go out there and just hoop.
I talked this morning about one time I was sitting courtside and Rick Carlisle for Dallas Mavericks shouted to his players, stop thinking. Just play.
Exactly.
I'll do the thinking.
Yep.
You play.
Yep.
And I thought of that the last couple of days. That's what Markel needs to do.
Fellas, but real quick, do you think that's something he's capable of doing? Can he prove that at this juncture in the game? When you're looking at Tatum in comparison,
he better
Tatum
be
a generational player. Tatum's awesome, but are we going to get that from Markel where he will just go play, or is it always going to be something extra that's going to put him from taking his game to the next level?
Thanks for the call, man. If it's something extra, Bob, then they might have an issue, but I think it's too early to say that. Right now, after only, 16 games the guys played? So I think we'll give him a little more time to do it. But he did make a good point. Listen, just go out there and play. And the Rick Carlisle thing, just go out there and do what you do. If you make a mistake, I am going to yank you out of the game. I'm going to tell you what the problem is, what I saw. But go out there and play basketball. Execute what we've drawn up and go out there and just do it.
And that's what bothers me with what they're doing a little, or what they did in the first game was the first half, second half thing. Well, that makes you think. All right, I have my first half minutes. What's going to happen in the second half? I have to press in the first half because I'm not playing the second. I don't like that a little bit. I'd rather see it flow a little bit more. It seemed to me the other night it was, all right, we'll give him his minutes, see how he does, but then in the second half we'll try to win, but he's not included in that. All of this bothers me a little bit. Like you said, Devon, just let it flow. Flowing doesn't mean you play first half, I take you out second half.
What do you make up of the starting Markel Fultz, starting J.J. Redick?
Yeah. I hear you. I understand what they're doing.
I understand what he's doing, but right. I don't particularly like it.
No, because I think your best lineup and your most efficient NBA last year was with J.J. Redick. Plus, mm-hmm. your second unit is really struggling right now because you don't have any scoring there.
Yep.
I think you need playmakers on that second unit. I think that's a good spot for Markell if you say, look, you're going to get your 25 minutes, but you're going to be that spark plug with the second unit, and then we'll sprinkle you in also with Ben Simmons, Joel Embiid, whatever it may be. So I would like to see that a little bit more.
I would like to see that
more.
Yeah,
you agree?
Yeah. I was fine with Fultz coming off the bench. Give them that spark. You missing two of your key players that you've added in the offseason, Wilson Chandler and Mike Muscala, who right now is going to be out for a while. But we don't know that they are going to be great, but we also know that they were brought here to do a job. You're missing them right now, so you're asking others to do more. And the one thing J.J. Redick can do, we know he can do it. We're also trying to see if Markel Fultz can do certain things like lead, like come in there and blend. And all of those, he just looked lost in that first quarter. Just as I said, Bob, he was floating in that first quarter of 9 minutes of play.
Yeah, and I think the best thing about him, Devon, and you and I, we talked about this last year endlessly, is when he's active.
Yep.
Active everywhere. You see him on the floor. You watch a game and you see this little person just run, not little person, but you see something just running around all over the court, and it's like, oh my God, look, he's there, he's there, he's there, he's everywhere. That's who Markel Fultz is. He's getting his hand, he's digging down on defense, on centers, and swiping. He's making nice interior passes. He's making good outlet passes. He's dribbling, spin dribbling, getting into the lane. He needs to be active. The other night in the first half against Boston, I don't know if you agree, I think you might agree with me, there wasn't a lot of activity.
None.
And that disturbed me.
Just floating around a perimeter, standing in a corner, and that's it.
Yeah, and that's not good.
That's not good. You're wasting it right there at that point.
You know this. You're a player. When your shot's not falling, the first thing you say is, all right, what else can I do? Well, okay, he doesn't have a shot right now. What else does he do? He didn't do anything the other night.
Yeah.
Much of anything.
I need you to penetrate.
Right.
I need you to do something on defense and maybe cause a turnover. Get a steal.
Get yourself
going.
Get
out in the open floor and get yourself a layup where maybe now that confidence is there for you to take that shot that you're talking about. 610-632-0975. Bob Cooney, Devon Givens. We're live at the Center Sixers home opener against the Chicago Bulls. Tip off at 8 right here on the Fanatic. Chris in Upper Darby joins us next. What's going on, Chris?
What's up, guys? Love your show. This is what I think. I think they made a big mistake last year in the offseason. They had Jamal Crawford that they could have picked up, and he's a good guy to bring around Fultz. If he wanted to play with him, help mold him. And I think they should have picked him up because he wanted to play for us, Crawford, in the offseason.
Right, now he's now with the Suns, yes.
Exactly. And he was a guy who could have helped bring Fultz along, especially around this time during the regular season. And I also think that they extended the coach a year too early. This was supposed to be his year where he really had to prove himself. Because you only had one good season as a good head coach. And if you really look at it, had Colangelo not gone out and gotten Bellinelli and Ersan Ilyasova, we would have probably been a 6th or 7th season.
No, you might have. Might have.
Yeah,
it's hard to
look,
say.
I don't mind the stability of having a head coach, a guy that went from 28 wins to 52 wins, a guy that we've all seen grow a team that you know went from the depths of where they were to rising to where they were last year. I don't mind the contract extension. I really don't.
No, I didn't have a problem with it. I thought he earned it.
If you go to another coach, it's like you're taking a step backwards.
But I think it was a year too early, and I think he had one more year to prove itself. Because really, what has he really done? He just had one good season. And I question a lot of his coaching decisions. This is his first head coaching job.
Well, that's okay. And I don't mind you coaching in-game decisions and things that he does. And, Chris, thanks for the call, man. I don't have a problem with that at all. But in terms of the contract extension, it was fine. There are things in-game that you're going to have problems with, like we talked about it. Markel Fultz only playing 3 minutes and 13 seconds in the second half. Brett Brown, what are you doing? All right, now make that adjustment in the next game against the Chicago Bulls where it doesn't happen again.
Right.
Even if he is struggling and you feel like you need to find some, he needs to be out there in order to find his way on the floor and blend in with the rest of the guys. And maybe even, Bob, not even blend in. Make them blend into you because now you have it rolling.
Right, yeah. I think there's just some little things going on here. I think the China trip kind of set
good
them
point.
Back a little bit. It
yep.
was a real tough travel, and then some of the people I talked to, it wasn't a great experience from what I'm hearing. So
okay.
That might have set them back a little bit. I think Brett is this offseason was weird. He was on with us in the morning show the other day saying he didn't want the GM job. That's not him. He wants to concentrate on coaching. Well, he was the GM this summer, and I don't know how great that was for the organization. Nothing against Brett, nothing against anybody. It's just it was a weird situation. So I wonder, Brett was on our show the other day, sounded a little frustrated. Maybe that's why. The China trip, the off season, they didn't, you know, really pick up anybody. So maybe they're a step or two behind where he wanted to be, but he still has some players to move forward, and, okay. and that's what you got to do.
All right, well, we'll see if that changes tonight. Obviously, the opponent, Chicago Bulls, very winnable game at home for the Sixers. Back to it on the phones, Mark and Ardmore joining us. What's going on, Mark?
What's going on, Devon? How you been?
Good, man. Here with Bob Cooney hanging out.
Hey, what's going on, Bob?
What's up, buddy?
Two things. First, I wanted to say, listen, Markelle Fultz, we selected him. He's our guy. So let's stop going back, talking about if we had got Jason Tatum. He's on Boston. Let's move with our guy. Another thing, to build up Markelle's confidence as well, either we start him or bench him. There's no need to start him in the first half, bench him the second half. That's going to mess up his psyche as well. So let him play, let him get a rhythm. I think this is going to be a good game, especially since playing against Boston, you know, the bright lights, playing in the Garden. Chicago, they're up and coming. I actually got them sneaking into the playoffs this year. But I think this could be a good game where Markelle can show his stuff and be able to show what he can do for us, because there's not as much pressure in this one.
Yeah, it's kind of like the Eagles going against the Giants the other night. Like, it wasn't a great team. It was a game you thought that you could win, but you were looking more to take out from your own team what you could. So, like, what you're saying is tonight against Chicago, it's not so much Chicago's the opponent, but let Markelle Fultz find himself a little bit tonight. Let him find how he plays with Ben Simmons, Joel Embiid. Find out more about the Sixers, your team tonight, than you do against the opponent.
Agreed. And just let him start. Like, I think JJ is good off the bench, especially since we're missing Bellinelli and Ilyasova because we don't have as much shooters. But I think JJ is good off the bench for us because he still has the green light regardless. So helping Markelle get some confidence going, it's going to be good.
You got it, man. Thanks for the call, Mark. 610-632-0975 if you're headed to the center. We are here. Bob Cooney, Devon Givens, live from the center. Sixers home opener against the Chicago Bulls. Come on by, say what's up. If you're not coming through, make sure you listen right here on the Fanatic starting at 8. But if you want to talk to us about the game tonight, Markelle Fultz and more, 610-632-0975. Back at the studio, getting on our nerves, Pat Egan, right here on the Fanatic.
Devon Givens.
Give it up.
On 97.5, the Fanatic. Sixers, Bulls, tonight at 8 on your home for 76ers basketball. 97.5, the Fanatic.
What are you writing on your napkin?
I'm adding up my checking account rewards.
Rewards?
Sure. Ardent Credit Union's free checking pays me serious cash every month for buying things with my debit card.
Stop free checking with rewards. Next, you'll be talking unicorns.
It's true. I do a few things to qualify, stuff I do anyway, and then I earn cash back. Plus, I get refunds on ATM fees.
Is your checking account paying you? Visit ardentcu.org to learn about Ardent's cashback checking. Federally insured by NCUA.
Grit. It's not just a word. It's a way to live. At Ardent Credit Union, we believe that having the perseverance and passion to never quit in the face of adversity says a lot about a person. This fall, Ardent Credit Union wants to reward local high school athletes with grit. Does your son or daughter have an unwavering work ethic on and off the field? Visit 975thefanatic.com/contest/grit to nominate your student athlete with grit. And your kid could win a $100 gift card courtesy of Ardent Credit Union.
Are you ready to get in, get out, and get paid flipping houses in the Philadelphia area? If so, here's an amazing opportunity for you. The NV Real Estate Academy has created a three-step paper flip strategy that allows you to write an offer, sell the offer, and get paid. With this strategy, you'll learn how to flip a house without swinging a hammer or using any of your own cash or credit. Now, for a limited time, the NV Real Estate Academy would like to share this strategy with you for free. Call 1-800-614-2029 right now to get your free Hidden Treasures and Wholesale Properties kit and find out how you can get paid writing offers. Call 800-614-2029 now, and NV Real Estate Academy will also give you four free tickets to a training workshop, which also includes a free smartwatch and Nick Vertucci's new book, Seven Figure Decisions. All these gifts are free, just for attending, plus an opportunity to network with like-minded investors. Call 800-614-2029. That's 800-614-2029 to get your free wholesale kit. Call now.
Ram Power Days are here this fall. But the weather and leaves aren't all that are changing right now. More people are switching to Ram trucks than ever before. like the all-new Ram 1500 with its available legendary Hemi engine, and Ram 3500 with best-in-class 30,000-pound fifth-wheel towing. With features like these, it's no wonder Ram trucks keep muscling their way past the competition. During Ram Power Days, well-qualified returning FCA lessees get a low-mileage lease on the 2019 Ram 1500 Classic Express Quad Cab 4x4 with a V6 engine for $189 a month for 36 months with $3,499 due at signing, tax, title, license extra. Since 2010, based on IHS Market U.S. household methodology and FCA segmentation of conquest data from U.S. new vehicle registrations for CYE 2010 to 2016, when properly equipped, class based on 350, 3500 pickups. Call 1-877-RAM-5722 for details. Requires dealer contribution and lease through U.S. Bank. Current lease must end by 11-4-19. 25-cent charge for each mile over 30,000. Residency restrictions apply. Take delivery by 10-31-18.
An individual cancer cell is too small to see. A proton, even smaller. But shooting a proton into a cancer cell? That's huge. That's proton therapy. And at Penn Medicine, that's 360 tons of advanced nuclear physics. The largest proton therapy center on Earth, focused on the smallest of targets. Attacking tumors with pinpoint precision in the places they're hardest to reach, near vital organs like the lungs and the brain, with the potential for less tissue damage and fewer harmful side effects. Destroying cancer and restoring life. The Roberts Proton Therapy Center at Penn Medicine's Abramson Cancer Center. It's one more reason why your life is worth Penn Medicine. Discover how proton therapy is changing lives at PennMedicine.org/proton.
Across Jersey, Quick Draw is the lottery game turning players into winners.
What? I won! This is amazing! I gotta call Teresa.
Looks like we've got the This Changes Everything winner.
Hello?
Teresa? Hey, babe. I love you so much. Will you marry me?
Chris, am I on speakerphone?
No.
What kind of winner will you be? Play Quick Draw at any lottery retailer and try new Bullseye for bigger prizes and more chances to win. Because anything can happen in Jersey. Must be 18 or older to buy a lottery ticket. Please play responsibly. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Natalie Eganoff here to tell you about the only name you need to know when shopping for an engagement ring. Family and Company Jewelers, our own Andrew Salchunas, recently got engaged. He took my advice and met with Angelo and the team at Family and Company, and they helped him pick out the perfect ring. Family and Company has been the most trusted jeweler in South Jersey for over 80 years. Go to familyjewelers.com or visit their showroom on Route 70 in Marlton, New Jersey, and see for yourself. Family and Company Jewelers, South Jersey's diamond destination.
Hey guys, Andrea Helfrich with the Flyers here, and I'm about to give you the scoop on a new ticket package you're going to love. It's called the Flyers Adidas Pack, and not only does it include a ticket to your choice of three different Flyers games, but you also get a custom Adidas long sleeve tee, plus the Adidas duffel bag that the players use. The best part, the Adidas Pack starts at just $55. You gotta hurry though, it's only available for three games in October and November. So go grab yours right now at PhiladelphiaFlyers.com.
Sports Bettors affiliate. If you're looking to build your bankroll this season, it's time you follow the documented winners at AllStarSportsPicks.com. All-Star Sports Picks covers all major U.S. sports, plus various future bets, racing, boxing, golf, horses, soccer, and more. With over 11,000 documented picks and a 76% win rate, now's the time for you to become a consistent winner by following AllStarSportsPicks.com. Check them out now and learn about their Diamond Play mobile tech service. Log on and sign up at AllStarSportsPicks.com. That's AllStarSportsPicks.com.
Elkin Chevrolet on Route 73 in Marlton, New Jersey. The Philadelphia area's fastest growing Chevrolet dealership. Come see them in Marlton or online at ElkinChevrolet.com. Elkin Chevrolet. Find new roads.
Hey, it's Andrew Salchunas. Join me to watch the Birds take on Carolina this Sunday at Sugar House Casino. Enjoy dollar dogs, $2 Miller Lights, and $12 Miller Lite buckets. There's tons of free parking and prizes. Go to 975thefanatic.com for more information.
Hey, it's Philadelphia Eagles safety number 23, Roddy McLeod, and I need your help with something that affects all of us, cancer. It's time that we stop losing people we love to this serious disease. I'm teaming up with 97.5 The Fanatic to raise money for cancer research. I'm asking Birds fans to make a donation to the American Association for Cancer Research in any amount today to help me raise $23,000. With your donation comes automatic entry into a drawing to win the ultimate Birds fan experience, including two tickets to the Monday night game against Washington on December 3rd. Phil passes, and a VIP tour of the ESPN film truck. So go to 975thefanatic.com/donate and make a donation today to support cancer research. I look forward to seeing you on December 3rd, and thank you for your support.
So, join community philanthropist and American Association of Cancer Research Ambassador McLeod on his race to $23,000 for cancer research. Official contest rules are located at aacrfoundation.org. Participants must be 18 or older. Donations are greatly appreciated, although not required to enter the contest.
The exclusive home of the Sixers.
Oh, what a rebound slam! Ben Simmons throws it down!
97.5, The Fanatic. Now back to Devon Gibbons live from the Wells Fargo Center. Sixers Bulls tonight at 8 on The Fanatic.
Yes, indeed. 6:48, 97.5, The Fanatic live from the center. Devon Gibbons hanging out with you until game time, 8 o'clock. Sixers Bulls right here on The Fanatic pregame with Brian Seltzer. Right around 7:45, 7:50 here on The Fanatic. 6 o'clock hour is brought to you by Family and Company Jewelers. Visit them on Route 70 in Marlton, New Jersey, or at familyjewelers.com, South Jersey's diamond destination. As we discuss the Sixers tonight, hosting the Chicago Bulls, no Chris Dunn for the Bulls tonight in campaign. I like that. Hopefully, Markelle Fultz goes out there and gives him work. Again, the phone number is 610-632-0975. Let's keep it moving on the phones. Kevin in Philly joins us on 97.5. Kev, what's happening?
What's going on, Devon? This is Kevin from North Philly. How are
what's
you?
Up, Kev?
How you doing, brother? Been back
good.
Been at the Fantasy Fest, and we talked a little bit.
Yeah, man, good to see you. I remember. Thanks, man.
Yeah, anyway, I want this to say two things. Like, I did them 10 games. You know, I was going to come here hyped up and talk, but I'm going to listen to you guys and listen to Bob Cooney as well. But I give them 10 games. 10 games.
That's it? 10? You're not going to give them 20?
No.
First quarter? First quarter of the season?
If you're going to give them a quarter, you might as well give some of the other rookies a quarter, too. Like Charmaine and Courtmire. What are we doing with Courtmire? What is he sitting on the bench for two seasons? What are we doing with him?
Well, because he's a young player still trying to find his way from the pro ball that he played over there versus where he is right now. And, you know, if he's only one-dimensional, though, Kev, they're not going to put him out there. He has to contribute in some other way as well.
Okay, but what did we get folks for? We got folks. I hear you guys telling me, I'm listening about the pick and roll and this and that. We got folks to shoot the ball. Okay? Somebody has to get in his grill, even if he misses the three-pointer. He has to make it seem so somebody can come out to him. Because I watched some of them filming Rozier, they don't give him no respect. They don't got no respect.
Nah, of course. They're backing off. Aaron Baines backing off in the pick and roll or the dribble handoff. And next thing you know, he's standing there trying to figure out if he should shoot it or still try to drive to the rim. And I know you're right. He needs to shoot.
This kid, the kid, he goes 0 for 10. Just shoot the ball. That's how you're going to get into the rhythm.
No,
you
I agree.
Have to shoot.
I agree. I'm not disagreeing with you there, man. I understand.
For me, if you can get him out there, if we don't got no shooter, we got to give Shamet a shot. Give Shamet a shot.
Well, if you don't say that, because when Landry Shamet was in the game the other day, Kev, thanks for the call, everybody was like, why is he in the game and not Markelle Fultz? So, you can't have both of them in the game. They have to be in there at different times. He's going to get his minutes. He's going to earn them. He's going to take those open looks. I didn't have a problem with the looks that Landry Shamet had on Tuesday night. I didn't have a problem with the shot attempts that he took to try to knock down that jumper. It's going to come with that confidence. It's the regular season now, not the preseason. They're going to play him a little different. So it was good to see him out there. And let's see what he does. 610-632-0975. Keeping it moving. John and Gladwin on the Fanatic. Johnny.
Hey, how you doing tonight?
Good, man. How you doing?
All right. I got some comments on Markelle Fultz, some of which, while I was on hold, yourself and a couple callers already made. But my problem is I don't know why people are bashing him after one game against Boston. But my problem is not with him. My problem is with Brett Brown. I thought he totally mismanaged him the other night. He wasn't involved in the offense. What's he afraid of? Why didn't he try to get the ball to him six or seven more times in the first half? He can miss shots just like everybody else who couldn't make a shot against Boston. Or are you afraid of turnover? Everybody else turned the ball over. Like, I don't understand why they didn't try to involve him in the offense. And they didn't leave him on the coach should be telling him what he wants him to do in transition. What do you want them to do in the half court? You already commented on the pick and roll and some of the other things. He has to give them the ball.
Let me give you a quick quote from Tom Moore of the Bucks County Courier Times. He's quoting, this is a quote from Brett Brown on Markelle Fultz, and it was simply this on the winning versus developing Fultz. Quote, it's an obvious challenge. Okay, so he's still, you know, he's still thinking there, John, with certain things when it comes to Fultz, but you're right. He has to just go out there and play. That's what Bob and I were talking about. Just let him go out there and play. Stop thinking and just go do it.
Yeah, but I don't understand Brett Brown's thinking here. You can't have it both ways. It's early in the season. It may pay dividends later.
No, it might. And thanks, John. Appreciate the energy, John. Thanks for the call. 610-632-0975. But no, I hear you. And you can hear, John, the frustration in John's voice where you cannot have it both ways. Obviously. Yes. And here's another quote from Tom Moore, as he says he won't commit to starting Fultz for any period of time if he doesn't think it works. Says he will just simply, you know, pull out of that experiment of having him on the floor as the starter. Certainly well within his right. And if you feel like, or Brett Brown feels like, J.J. Redick is the one that needs to go back on the floor in that starting unit with the very successful starting five that they had a year ago and allow them to go out there and do their work again, then that's exactly what he's going to have to do, because they are simply going to have to get some wins. And if Markelle Fultz has to come along off the bench, then he has to come along off the bench. But I got, you know, Chris here is just talking about now, so it's going to be all good. It's going to be all good. So, and Pat Egan says hello, too, by the way. 610-632-0975. Lee in Mount Airy is next on the Fanatic. What's going on, Lee?
What's up, Devon? It's Dean.
Dean, what's going on?
What's going on? I got a couple of different approach in how to handle Markelle. Because people always say, I heard all day, people talking about, oh, he don't have a killer. And, man, Kobe didn't have a killer when he first came in the league either. Okay, I remember Kobe fighting for a spot between him and Eddie Jones. Some players, you have to develop that killer instinct. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yep.
And doing that means he may not go out there and score 15, 20 like our expectations have it. So what you have to do with him is you have to, like you said, you have to put, once he's not have standing on the bench to come in the game, this is when you start coaching him to find out what he can contribute to the guys that's on the floor.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, I hear you.
Meaning, like, hey, you work shots in that Markelle probably showed you that he can make. Okay? And then when you know, coach him along the game to give him that confidence. You know?
Yeah, but and you know what? He also has to, though, Chris, he has to pick his spots where he might see something in the floor and not hesitate and
exactly.
overthink. So if he has an opportunity coming off of a pick and roll, or has an opportunity coming around off a dribble handoff, just go to the cup. If it's there,
exactly.
You take it. If it's not there the next time because you did go to the cup and make the basket, now you can stop at the free throw line, extended area, pull, knock down that 15-footer. And as you pointed out, that confidence is down there. But he also, Chris, too, get out on the open floor. Those things help you as well.
Right. And you know what? And not always try to use the projected shot. Oh, he's supposed to be shooting a three. Well, shoot a mid-range shot just to get into a rhythm. You know what I'm saying? Get him into a rhythm to where he can flow with the guys on the court.
Hey, man. He has to want to take it, and that's the thing. Thanks for the call. Appreciate it, Dean. 610-632-0975. He has to want to take that shot. Again, Keith Pompeo is just saying it real fast what Tom Moore was saying, and the quote, same thing from Keith Pompeo, that he will pull out of the starting rotation Markelle Fultz if need be. He's not going to have to simply commit to it for any particular time. Stacy on Twitter at QuietStorm12_, she says the fact that Brett is already thinking about taking him out of the lineup flies in the face of, once again, quote, growing him. Brett on the clock for me. So, wow, losing confidence. People are already losing confidence in Brett in one game. So we have to see what happens. One game, they already losing confidence in Brett Brown. 610-632-0975. I know a lot of people have been trying to get in They said so on Twitter. It's busy, so you have two open phone lines. 610-632-0975. We're live at the center. 11th Street Atrium is the area that we are at. That's where the entrance is. We're sitting right here as you walk through the doors, right by section 110, 111. If you're walking in another way, but you decide you want to find us here, 110, 111, that's the section. Come on by and say what's up. On Twitter also, Maisie, at underscore Maisie, A underscore mate, at Maisie underscore A-K-U-C-H-I-E. The young boy has to prove us wrong tonight. I will be his number one cheerleader if he performs right. Rooting for him, fingers crossed. Everybody's rooting for this guy. All right? Everybody's rooting for him. We know he's the former number one pick. He's had a tough start to his career. Can he get things going? He went to Drew Hanlon. He's working on all kinds of things. Drew Hanlon is here. When I spoke to Drew Hanlon on Media Day, he said, I'm going to be around a while. He's going to obviously monitor and help this kid as much as he can in the time that he's here and make sure that confidence stays up. But again, at some point, he has to own it himself. He has to take it upon himself to accept what is being given to him, or also just take it himself and go do it. Because he is that talented, we think, to go out there and be that successful. 610-632-0975. Stallworth in West Philly is next on the Fanatic. What's going on, Stallworth?
Yo, what's up, Devon?
What's happening, man?
Look, man, I got to start right out the gate. That last caller was 100% wrong, all right? Go ahead. He said Kobe didn't have a killer instinct. Sometimes you got to develop.
I didn't even hear that. Otherwise, I would have said that. But it's loud in here, so I didn't hear that.
I know you didn't hear it because you would have been all over that. Kobe obviously showed and had presence from day one. He didn't have all the minutes that he was playing, obviously, later in his career because he was a younger player. But everybody knew what Kobe was going to be soon. Like, he had a presence about himself being on the floor. The thing that worries everybody about Martell is a couple of things. One, you can see it. The coach doesn't have confidence in him. The coach doesn't trust him. That's why he's not getting the minutes, because Brown does not trust this player yet, and he's not showing anything that gives Brett Brown confidence in having him out on the court.
Yeah, not enough of a sample size to say that trust him. No.
And to me, Devon, this is what it comes down to. If you're the number one pick, that's what he is, if your talent is so great, it's supposed to make room for you, so to speak. If you can ball and you can play and people can obviously see that, it shouldn't be a question that Brett Brown has to figure out how to get him on the, or how to fit him into the offense, or it should be, man, I can't wait to get him on the floor. We got to figure out a way to take away minutes from him because he's so good. That's not the feeling that anybody gets right now with Martell. It's all, we don't know what he is. We think he has something,
we don't,
but we're not sure what it is. He doesn't have it. That it factor, he doesn't have it, and he's not going to develop it. I don't care if you play him 29 minutes, 48 minutes, 132 minutes. To me, he's already shown it. He doesn't have what we need, which is that third option. That's not him. It's not going to be him. I'm sorry to say it, but to me, it's evident. And I think Brett Brown already sees it. That's why he's not getting the minutes.
Wow. Well, he shouldn't be starting them then. He should have the regular starting lineup in there and let them go to work and figure. Hey, man, good to hear from you as always. 610-632-0975. It is 7:01 here on 97.5 The Fanatic. Devon Givens broadcasting live from the center. You're listening to 97.5 The Fanatic, WPEM Burlington, Philadelphia, as we broadcast live from the center on the road. Of course, here hanging out with you until 7:45. Brian Seltzer with the pregame right after. Game time. Tip off with Tom McGinnis right here. Sixers, Bulls right here on the Fanatic. And this is an interesting thing with Markelle Fultz and who he is and what he is and what could he be. And we have no answer because we just don't know yet. And that's why it's always going to be a topic of conversation whether he does something good. And people overreact to saying, all right, well, see, that's what he's going to give you. Because game number two after that, he might not give you that very same thing. So he gives you 5 points on 2 of 7 shooting. He might come back and give you 9 of 14 tonight against the Chicago Bulls and erupt. And then people are going to be like, oh, okay. But if he gives you another stinker, then two games in a row, people are going to be frustrated by it. So I understand it's an interesting study case, and you don't want it to be a study case because this is a playoff team that you're looking for big things from this squad, and certainly big things from him as well. 610-632-0975. Damian in Coatesville next on the Fanatic. Damian, what's going on?
What's up, Devon?
What's going on, man?
Hey, man. I don't know. I've been listening. I listen every day, all day.
Appreciate it.
But I kind of think that he might not be Brett's guy, man.
Yeah.
Because.
Well, Colangelo drafted him. Maybe he didn't want him.
Yeah, I don't think he did. I think that was Colangelo. But also, like, it ain't really. When did he play with Ben? Remember last year he ended up coming off the bench?
Yeah.
He don't really know where to play with Ben yet either.
Yeah, because all they really had is the open runs that they've had in the offseason, things like that.
There's no set offense most of the time.
Say that again?
Up and then see what we get. And the shooters is cool because they can shoot. The shot ain't there yet, so I think you need at least three or four sets in a row, though, Devon, to let him know that let him know that we want you to get there. Then after that, just play ball. But and then Brett can do that early, man.
No, he can do that early. And listen, it is early in the season, man. So, again, we're not overreacting. We're trying to evaluate things on what we saw last season, evaluate what we see right now. And it's not much to go off of, but this is what we have, man. This is what we're going to see. And it's just and I mean, listen, it's really simple, a lot of it, Dame. It's just go out there and play, man. Just go out there and play. If you're that good, if you're good enough, it will happen. If it's not, we'll figure it out soon enough, and he's going to be on the bench and not getting those minutes.
But the problem is that, you know, we basketball people.
Yeah.
Tatum's on Ben's level.
Yeah.
So, you know what I mean? We can't keep pushing for him to be that. But, yeah, he got to play, though. He got to bring it to the table. He's the only one who can do it for himself.
Yep, he's got to own it himself, man. Appreciate it, Dame. He definitely has to own that all on his own to make sure he gets it done. He can get the guidance and the information that he needs from Brett Brown, Monty Williams, or Billy Lang, J.J. Redick, whoever it is, but at some point inside himself, he has to pull that out. I mean, come on. Drew Hanlon can yell at him from behind the bench and say certain things that he may see, but he has to go out there and execute it and bring it to the floor, period. 610-632-0975, live from the center, Devon Givens, with you until game time, Sixers Bulls. If you come on by, we are by sections 110, 111 if you're in the building. And if you come in through the 11th Street atrium, we're right here as you walk in. Kevin in Center City joins us on the Fanatic. Kev, what's going on?
Yo, what's going on, Devon? How you, man? You hear me?
Yeah, I got you, Kev. What's going on?
Listen, man, here's my question. A lot of people criticize Markelle Fultz. But let me ask you this. If Ben Simmons was forced to do something he never did, play off ball, right, how well do you think he would be performing? Because I think he would be terrible. Markelle Fultz has never played off ball his career, and they're trying to fit a square peg in a round hole just off the fact that they thought he could shoot.
Right.
Which is crazy. Like, he's a point guard. He looks well every time he has the ball in his hand. Doesn't he play in summer league and Ben Simmons wasn't on the court and he had the ball, everybody was grooving, right?
Yeah.
He's a point guard. So if you're not going to use him as a point guard when Ben Simmons is on the court, then you take him, you put him on a bench, you make him the first man off when Ben goes off, and then that's how you...
Well, if that's the case and you're talking about all that, then that's a waste of a pick because you don't take a number one pick to come off the bench and be a sixth man.
That's right. That's exactly right. And the crazy thing is you don't take a number one pick to be a project either. That's what they did. They thought they could make him into something that he has never done his entire career. And it's not fair. It's crazy. It's really not his fault. If you take the hardest transition in basketball today is because it's really going to a positionless sport. It's the good from playing with the ball in your hand to playing without the ball in your hand. Period. People don't get that. Like, you can't just... And then Brett Brown's offense is... Run, and stand on the three-point line. That's what he asked you to do. There's no plays called. There's no half-court offense. How can you expect a young man, 18 years old, who's never done this in his career, I keep saying this, never done this in his career, to suddenly be able to pick up on it? If you asked Ben Simmons to do it, he would be trash. But I don't care what nobody says.
Well, listen, I just think that at that point, Kev, thanks for the call, man. You got to mix them up. You got to mix things up because you can't be, as you just pointed out, one-dimensional in that way. So if you look at how we talk about Ben Simmons being off the ball and running baseline, being a cutter, being a slasher in that way where we saw that brick wall that was built by the Boston Celtics to stop him from getting up and down the floor and penetrating in that way, then you're going to have to do the same thing for Markelle Fultz. We have to have those things where there's these different actions that are going on all around the floor where he's not being stagnant and standing still. As Bob Cooney said when he was here joining us, that if he's just standing in the corner or just standing outside of the three-point line, he's useless. can't just be out there floating and just watching balloons go up in the air and all kinds of stuff. Just move, cut off the ball, you know, whatever. Just do something. You can't just be there. Can't just be there. Oh, there he is right there. But he's not doing anything to get you a bucket. So I mean, he's going to be fine, I think. But we hope that is the case. 610-632-0975. But Kev brings up a good point. He is someone who's always had the basketball in his hands. Pros adapt, though. Pros adapt to their style. And also, when the pro adapts, then you also need for the player to adapt, the coach to adapt as well, to find a way. Now, maybe he's just not that kind of guy. We're going to find out soon enough. I would hope that with the talent that we have seen from college, where he could shoot. People talk about, you know, he could shoot in college. Shot 40% from 40+% from the 3-point line. That guy could shoot a little bit. And for some reason he had the yips, he lost it, the shoulder injury, everything that was all combined in the whole deal. Then they need something from him. They can't get 5 points from him. That's Landry Shamet territory for Markelle Fultz, and that's unacceptable all around for someone like him, a number one overall draft pick in the NBA, period. 610-632-0975. Rob, Mike, Matt, Mike, and Ariel, hang on. We're going to run the quick break. We come right back. We'll run for about a good 15 minutes and get your thoughts on Markelle Fultz, the Sixers overall tonight, as they look for win number one on the season as they host the Chicago Bulls in the home opener after an ugly 18-point defeat to the Boston Celtics on Tuesday. It's okay. It's only one game. They'll bounce back. It's going to be all good. And what's all good is us hanging out with you here at the Center. So come on by if you come on in. Devon Givens hanging out with you right here on The Fanatic.
Devon Givens on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Ben Simmons between his legs, and he hammers it in. What a spectacular play.
The Bulls are in town tonight for the 76ers home opener. Sixers Bulls tonight at 8 on your home for 76ers basketball. 97.5 The Fanatic. This Bird's midweek report is brought to you by The Rothenberg Law Firm, InjuryLawyer.com.
The Birds will face Carolina on 10 days rest after beating New York last Thursday night. The 34 points the Birds scored against the G-Men were the most points they've scored all season long, and also won the turnover battle for the first time all year. Continue doing that, and we could see more of the team that we saw last season.
The Birds midweek report was brought to you by The Rothenberg Law Firm, InjuryLawyer.com.
Every Philly sports fan knows how good winning feels. Well, that's exactly how injured people feel when they win. I should know. I am Alan Rothenberg, the injury lawyer. My firm has been winning for injured people for over 48 years. We've won hundreds of millions. We win because we have the right team, the right players, and the determination and passion to win each day. Injured? Call the Rothenberg Law Firm. 1-800-624-8888. That's 1-800-624-8888. Or visit injurylawyer.com.
Do you have a love-hate relationship with your credit card? You love the freedom and convenience the credit card gives you, but you hate the high interest rates? And let's face it, they're high. 17, 18, even 20% APR? That's pretty outrageous. But with Lightstream's credit card consolidation loan, rather than throwing your money away on high interest payments, you can get a much lower rate, as low as 6.14% APR with AutoPay. And today, if you want an even lower rate, apply at lightstream.com/radio for a special discount. Plus, with Lightstream, your rate is fixed. So as rates continue to rise, your rates won't budge. They'll stay low. You can get a loan from $5,000 to $100,000, which means you can pay off your credit card and start paying an interest rate you can really love, thanks to Lightstream.
Ready to start saving? Apply now at lightstream.com/radio. That's right. Get your extra discount by applying today at lightstream.com/radio. That's lightstream.com/radio.
Subject to credit approval. Rate includes 0.5% auto pay discount. Terms and conditions apply, and offers are subject to change without notice. Visit lightstream.com/radio for more information.
This is Jason Martinez for Conkerville Subaru. When you buy a car from Conkerville Subaru, driving it off the lot isn't the end of the story. It's just the beginning of the relationship. Over the life of your vehicle, they'll be there for the whole ride, building relationships that matter to you and your family. That's the Conkerville promise. Going on now at Conkerville Subaru, pick your ride and pick your payment. For example, Lease a 2019 Subaru Impreza 2.0i for as low as $96 per month for 36 months. $3,000 due at lease signing. Or buy the popular Impreza, Outback, or Legacy for just 0.9% interest for 48 months on select models. Plus, every customer gets a lifetime powertrain warranty. Hurry in before October 31st for the Conkerville Subaru. Pick your ride and pick your payment. Coming in just a few months is the brand new state-of-the-art Conkerville Subaru showroom. If you love the Subaru brand, you will love this new showroom. It's beautiful. Conkerville Subaru. Visit 202subaru.com for inventory. That's 202subaru.com. Conkerville cares. Call 888-351-6493 for lease details.
American Standard Heating and Air Conditioning is built to a higher standard, so you can focus on the problems in your life that actually matter. Like the stair that only creaks when everyone else in the house is asleep. American Standard Heating and Air Conditioning, built to a higher standard.
Now through December 15th, get special financing for 60 months or discounts up to $1,000 on a qualifying new American Standard heating and air conditioning system. Subject to credit approval, see store for details. Visit AmericanStandardAir.com to find a dealer near you.
It's a crisp fall morning. Time for your daily pumpkin soy latte. As you wait for your coffee, you get a buzz. No, it's not your boss wanting extra whipped cream, but your ADT video doorbell. It's a package. Your new latte machine. No more $5 PSLs. Barista service. Brought to you by ADT. Designing and installing a smart home just for you. Backed by best-in-class 24/7 protection. Learn more at ADT.com. ADT. Real protection. License information available at ADT.com.
Stop by your neighborhood Sprint store in the Montgomery Mall in North Wales for the best price on unlimited plans. You can get some of the hottest phones and devices at Sprint. Mention 97.5 The Fanatic, and they'll waive your activation fees on new lines of service. That's right, mention 97.5 The Fanatic, and they'll waive your activation fees. Offer valid only at Sprint in the Montgomery Mall in North Wales. Offers and coverage not everywhere. Subject to credit. Compared to similar national carrier unlimited HD plans. Features differ. Waived activation fee. Offer ends October 31st, 2018. Speed maximums. Use rules and restrictions apply.
It's too hot. What's the temperature set at?
Seems fine to me.
Relationships can be tricky. Now it's too cold.
I adjusted the thermostat.
But there's one thing everyone can agree on. Bryant Heating and Air Conditioning. I like them.
Me too.
Because couples know their local Bryant dealer will do whatever it takes to make sure everyone is comfortable, including great financing offers up to 72 months subject to credit approval. To find a Pierce Phelps Bryant dealer near you, visit nopaybryant.com. Bryant.
Whatever it takes.
Big savings are going to rock the house. It's Gateway Kia's Rocktober Savings Spectacular. Get up to $6,000 overbooked for your trade, or we'll match your down payment up to $6,000. Rock on in a new 2018 Kia Forte. Just $149 a month. Zero down payment, zero first payment, zero due at sign. Or get a new 2019 Kia Sportage. Just $199 a month. Zero down payment, zero first payment, zero due at sign. Come let us rock your world by getting up to $6,000 overbooked value for your trade, or we'll match your down payment up to $6,000. When you want to get big savings that rock, we'll see you at Gateway Kia, Route 611 in Warrington and Route 309 in Quakertown. Shop online at shopgatewaykia.com.
Gateway Kia, the discount Kia giant.
Leases of 36 months, zero security deposit, 10K miles per year lease, and tax title and DMV. Discount lease only, trade gas value, credit approval expires 10/31/18.
The exclusive home of the Sixers.
Oh, what a rebound slam! Ben Simmons throws it down!
97.5, The Fanatic. Now back to Devon Gibbons live from the Wells Fargo Center. Sixers Bulls tonight at 8 on The Fanatic.
So I have to talk. 97.5, The Fanatic. We're back from the break. 716 right here, 97.5 of that. We're at the center. Home opener. Sixers, Bulls, 0-1 on the season, we know. But they can pick up this one tonight against the Chicago Bulls. 610-632-0975. Again, the 11th Street Atrium. We are NJ.com coming up right now, actually, joining us. And he's going to take some calls with us. That, of course, is Anthony Gilbert from NJ.com. We'll hear what Anthony has to say and get his thoughts. And as we talk about Markelle Fultz, and he's a touchy subject, isn't he, Rick? Yeah, he's just a touchy subject, Markelle Fultz is. But join us again right here at the 11th Street Atrium. Entrance is NJ.com's Sixers beat reporter, and that's Anthony Gilbert. AG, what's going on?
Hey, man.
Welcome.
Home opener. Let's get after it.
Yeah. Well, first of all, congratulations on the new gig with NJ.com. We told people many times when you've been on, Slam Magazine, yeah. Hoop Magazine, yeah. All that stuff. Well, you are NJ.com.
Yeah, I am.
What's going on?
It's good. I'm on the beat. You know, I write every day. So it's a bit of a change.
Yeah.
But I enjoy it. And of course, we're talking Sixers, you know?
Yeah, we are talking Sixers. It's a good thing, man. Listen, Markelle Fultz, a hot topic. So what are your thoughts on what you saw in game number one?
Game one, I think that he looked comfortable, but he struggled. You know what I'm saying? And when you struggle on this level, it's never a good thing. You know, it's the NBA, and you have to produce. It's a result-driven business. And, you know, he didn't live up to the hype. You know, especially after the summer with Drew Hanlon, you know, hyping him up and saying, get ready, Sixers fans. And then, you know, game one, and everybody was like, oh, man, even the national media was getting on him. You know, and they don't see him every day like we do.
Yeah, no, I know. You don't get a chance to see him like we do. And also joining us is from Philly.com and the Philadelphia Inquirer, Keith Pompeius. We got both guys here. It's a big deal. I get two guys covering the team right here for us, right here at the 11th Street Atrium. If you're coming through, say what's up. Keith Pompeius, Philly.com. Anthony Gilbert, NJ.com, as we are live from the center. Home opener, Sixers Bulls, a lot of people coming through. We were by section 110, 111. Keith, good to see you, man. Good to have you back in the... Listen, you've been on plenty in the summer, so I'm acting like you haven't been here. But listen, man, the big story, of course, is still Markelle Fultz, man. And I was looking at one of the tweets that you had from Brett Brown's pregame presser where he was explaining that he's not necessarily going to be tied to this if this is not going to work.
Yeah, I mean, you kind of figured that was going to happen, though, right?
Of course.
You know, the thing
Listen,
is...
Listen, you have J.J. Redick starting the second half, so yes, of course.
Exactly, and I think that, you know, like, the question is, if you're bringing Markelle on along and you want him to build his confidence, then why would you start him in the game, you know? But Brett said they thought of a lot of different ways to go about it, and they decided to start him. But now the fact that he's not playing well... You know, of course, they're going to say we don't have a timeline. Because let's face it, you know, what they're saying is that they really want to develop Markelle Fultz. Well, you can't develop him against the elite teams if you still want to remain one of the top four teams in the East. You know what I mean? You just can't. And also, another thing is, my fear is that they could lose him. Like, he could lose his confidence. You know, so...
And it already appeared that he didn't have much in the first place.
Yeah, it does. But, you know, I mean, he's going through something. You know, before it was supposed to be his trainer, then it was his shoulder. You know, I mean, it's just so many different things. But the constant is that I hear is that his confidence, that, you know, it's just a mental thing. He just has to get everything right. And I think, you know, who knows? I know it's only been one game. You know, he could be one of those guys that's a late bloomer. You know, in his second year, he plays a whole lot better. Talking about not this year, but the following year.
Yeah, right.
But again, it's just, you know, I guess with all the hype, like you guys alluded to before I came here, you're expecting to see so much more than what you're actually seeing right now.
Well, you're expecting to see more because you only got 14-game sample size, didn't play much in the playoffs, and when he was on the floor for the brief times that we saw, listen, he had a triple-double in one game, he had some ups and he had some downs, and you just want to see the guy just go out there and succeed. And this is a 52-win team from last year, so the expectations change when you're 37 games on national television now. Things are different. So if you're out there, you got to play. Do you see stylistically some things that are also wrong with what they're doing with Ben, Markelle on the floor together?
Oh, it's a big one. Like, you know, you need a shooter out there with Ben.
That's why I want J.J.
You know, you need J.J. Redick out there. And another thing is, I know a lot of people keep talking about Ben Simmons' post-up moves and this and that, but I like him better when he has the ball in his hands, he's going 100 miles an hour, and he's getting out and going and feeding people. I think that you lose a lot when Ben Simmons is on the block.
Yeah.
And then also the fact that you don't, like, people are sagging off him and Markelle together.
Yep.
That's not helping the spacing at all. So right then and there, I think if Ben Simmons, you know, they said they told us he was a point guard. We didn't believe it. Then all of a sudden they said he could guard point guards. We didn't believe it.
Mm-hmm.
He did it. And now to, accommodate everybody, you're saying he's going to play power forward sometimes. I don't think that's right. I don't think it's going to work.
It's going to be interesting. Keith, I know you've been you got a lot of work to do. So, listen, man, thanks for stopping by. Appreciate it as always. Keith Pompey, Philly.com, Philadelphia Inquirer. Of course, covers the Sixers, does the best job in the area, and Anthony's trying to creep up on him. So, you know, it's all good. But it's all love. It's all love. AG,
absolutely,
man. AG, let's take a phone call, man. A lot of people have been waiting. Let's go to Rob in Philly here on 97.5. What's going on, Rob?
Hey, Devon, how you been?
Good, man. How you doing?
I'm doing pretty good. So, hey, I've got a question for you. So, in a locker room, what circus do you think is more disruptive? Like a Markel Fultz, where, you know, you never really know what exactly is going on over there. Or a guy like Lonzo Ball with his off-the-court stuff. So, like, what do you think is more disruptive? Like, Lonzo's off-the-court or Markel's on-the-court?
I would say more so, but see, the way this stuff is handled with the Lonzo stuff, you see how quickly that went away. So
exactly.
That's not even there anymore. So now, at some point, listen, in the locker room, the players don't even think about that stuff anymore when it comes to Markel Fultz. He has to do it. Listen, they care and they're concerned because he's a teammate, he's a friend and all that, but they have their own job to do. When they signed J.J. Redick, and people would say, when he would be asked by the media, the mentorship thing that he has coming in as a veteran, right?
Yeah.
He says, yeah, I'm older and I'm a vet and all, but I'm here to play. I'm not holding anybody's hand. I'll help, but I'm not holding anybody's hand. So they're going to go out there and run with whoever they have. They may disagree with certain things that the coach does in terms of substitution patterns and all, but I don't see it much as a problem in the locker room because those players don't get into all of that.
Right, but I mean, but like, do you think like the questions and the asking, like, well, I guess maybe I should ask it this way, like going into the draft, like everybody was like, you know, Markel's got the talent, but Lonzo's got the dad. Like, do you think looking back, like, would the team rather have Lonzo?
AG, what do you think?
I look at it
Thanks
like
for
this.
Us.
There are distractions, but like you alluded to, it doesn't come into the locker room.
No.
You know, everybody's really focused on what they need to do for the team and working together as teammates. You know, one thing I will say, I noticed in training camp, the camaraderie, the bond between the team is there. You know, they really are there for one another. And, you know, what Markel is going through, the team does want to help him and they want to see him succeed. However, it's the NBA. And everybody has a job to do. And they, you know, this is the highest court in the land. And I've always been taught that the NBA stands for no boys allowed. There's not a coach in this league that has time to hold your hand and build your confidence. That's just not.
He has to do that himself.
Right. That's
yes.
just not what we're here for. And TJ McConnell, you know, when he got the nod in game one to start the second half, and he played a good 8 minutes, maybe 7 to 8 minutes, and then, you know, Markel came on board. You know, you can't worry about confidence.
No, you're trying to win a game.
Yeah, you got to stick to the script. You got to look at the score,
yeah.
And you got to do what you do best.
And he needs to go out there and do his thing and get it done, man. He just simply has to go out there and get it done.
Absolutely.
610-632-0975. This is Anthony Gilbert, NJ.com, covers the Philadelphia 76ers. For them, we are. I'm Devon Givens, live from the center, Sixers, Bulls. The 11th Street Atrium, section 110, 111 is where we are. If you come through this way, we're standing right here. As soon as you come on in, if you're entering in another area, just come on around and say what's up. You know, it's all good. Taking some phone calls, 610-632-0975. A lot of Sixers excitement. Game number 2, home opener, right here on the Fanatic, 8 o'clock. Mike in media joins us next. What's up, Mike?
Yo, what's up, brother? This is crazy, man. You know, when
he sat down,
like, I get to fuck with both of y'all.
What's up, Mike?
What's up? Yo, it's crazy because I'm away this game. And, you know, I decided to listen to you. You know, I started calling at least once a year to see what's going on. I was talking to the Inside the NBA crew today on a TNT conference call.
Yep.
And so they were all saying that, you know, the Sixers' success is really tied into this Markel Fultz deal, you know. It's kind of a shame because this team, and we have been waiting for a winner since 1983. And, you know, to see this team right now go through the development stages, you know, it's exciting to watch. But I truly hope that this all works out. I think that the safe pick would have been Jason Tatum. You know, a lot of people said that pre-draft. You know, but now that we have Fultz, you know, we got to see if it works out. And hopefully he becomes the Andrew Toney type player. I do have to disagree with Keith. I think that Ben should be on a block as much as he can because provide a mismatch that's just unstoppable in this league, I think.
I like when he dives to the, I mean, well, you know, some slips and all, and when they have him running down baseline, and even on a couple of those pick and rolls where he winds up down there with some of those smaller guys on the block, I do like it because it gives them a different wrinkle to look at, and the defense, you know, they have to now foul. Remember, he caught someone on the block early, and he was so deep under the basket, they had to foul him right away before he even got the shot attempt up, Mike, because It was just easy, too. That was about to happen, so they had to go. And listen, bro, listen, that's Mike Tillery from the starting5.net, and you guys check him out there. Of course, Mike, we'll see you down here, man.
I will, bro.
You got it, man. Appreciate it. I like the post-ups from time to time. We didn't get a chance to talk long with Keith about it, but I do like the post-ups.
Yeah, I like it. I like it. Yeah.
But I do love aggressive Ben Simmons.
Yeah. Well, Ben Simmons, that's always his style. You know, like, that's how he was raised. You know, he plays a physical game. What I like about him playing in the post, and I talked to him about it about 2 weeks ago, it creates mismatches. Wherever he is on the floor, it's usually a mismatch. And when he's in the post, there's a mouse in the house. And, you know, you gotta get him the ball. You know what I'm saying? It's interesting. I want him to get to the free throw line more.
Yep.
And I want Joel Embiid to get to the free throw line more.
Yep.
And that's where the Sixers can make some easy money. Real easy money. Now, to Markelle Fultz, it's good that they don't play the Celtics every day.
No, you can't do that. No.
You know?
Yeah.
So they play against Chicago today. They should win this game. And, you know, hopefully this is something that he can build off personally. Quite honestly, everybody talking about Fultz, it doesn't help, but he's not helping himself right now. So it's like, what are you going to talk about?
Yeah, he's got to do it, man. He's got to do it. And I think it's a good opportunity against the Chicago Bulls tonight. No Chris Dunn. Looks like Cam Payne is going to be in the starting lineup. That's lunch meat for me. You go at Cam Payne and just do your job. 610-632-0975. Anthony, you sticking around or you got to go? You going to stick around for the final segment? We're going to take a quick break. Ariel, Mike, Matt, and Jamal, we got you on the other side as we broadcast live from the center. Sixers home opener against the Bulls at 8 o'clock right here on the Fanatic.
Give me that phone. Devon Givens on 97.5, the Fanatic. Love your weekly dose of Sal Pal. Tuesdays at 5:15 with Mikey Miss. Now get an entire hour of the nation's leading football expert on the Sal Pal Football Hour. Get the insights and breaking birds news that only Sal Pal can deliver. Join Sal Friday night for a special edition of the Sal Pal Football Hour from Poppy's Italian Restaurant, 3120 South 20th Street in South Philly.
Presented by Gaviano Dark Knight and Lyric by Etude Wine.
The Sal Pal Football Hour is only on 97.5 The Fanatic.
An individual cancer cell is too small to see. A proton, even smaller. But shooting a proton into a cancer cell? That's huge. That's proton therapy. And at Penn Medicine, that's 360 tons of advanced nuclear physics. The largest proton therapy center on Earth, focused on the smallest of targets. Attacking tumors with pinpoint precision in the places they're hardest to reach, near vital organs like the lungs and the brain, with the potential for less tissue damage and fewer harmful side effects, destroying cancer and restoring life. The Roberts Proton Therapy Center at Penn Medicine's Abramson Cancer Center. It's one more reason why your life is worth Penn Medicine. Discover how proton therapy is changing lives at PennMedicine.org/proton.
What would it take for you to get a tattoo you didn't want? $1 million? How about 1 million socks? I'm Randy from Bombas. When me and my business partner Dave...
How's it going?
...quit our jobs to start a sock company...
Bombas.
We wanted to make the best socks in the history of feet. No more annoying seam. No more falling down your leg. Added arch support.
You get the idea.
And what's better than creating the best socks in the history of feet?
Sharing them.
This is what we do. One pair purchased equals one pair donated to those in need. Our dream was always to donate 1 million pairs. We thought it would take 10 years. That's why Dave said,
when we donate 1 million pairs of socks, I'll get a tattoo to celebrate.
But then something happened. People loved our socks. And instead of 10 years, it only took 2.5. 1 million pairs.
And one Bombas tattoo on my arm.
Feel the most comfortable socks in the history of feet by going to bombas.com/thefanatic and get 20% off your first order. That's bombas.com/thefanatic.
CDLA drivers, why are you still dealing with the headaches of long-haul driving when Central Transport gets qualified tractor-trailer drivers like you home daily and weekends off? As one of the nation's largest LTL carriers, Central Transport has an excellent customer base with dedicated routes to get you home daily. Central Transport offers their drivers a $10,000 sign-on bonus. Central Transport offers stability, competitive pay, and the opportunity for advancement. But the advantages don't end there. Central Transport drivers receive medical and dental coverage, 401k with company match, paid holidays and time off, referral bonuses, weekly pay, and more. Make plans to find out more at Central Transport's open house being held this week, Monday through Friday, between 9 a.m. and 5 p.m. at 1200 Wrights Lane in Westchester, PA, 19380, or call Central directly at 866-700-7582. That number again is 866-700-7582. They look forward to seeing you this week at Central Transport, central to your success.
Hey, football fans, when your favorite team scores a touchdown this season, make sure you're celebrating with another TD. Tullamore Dew Irish Whiskey. Tullamore Dew is the smoothest Irish whiskey to enjoy during the big game. Triple distilled, triple blended, and triple cask matured for even better flavor makes this TD perfect for celebrating TDs. Cheers to the death of thirst and birth of fond memories. Touchdowns and Tullamore Dew, a winning combination. Tullamore Dew reminds you to enjoy their whiskey responsibly during this football season. 40% alcohol by volume. William Grant & Sons, New York, New York.
If you are an architect, engineer, mechanical contractor, or building owner, you should get to know the Bradford White Magnum Series commercial water heaters. Bradford White Magnum Series commercial water heaters incorporate features that result in greater durability, more reliable and energy-efficient performance, exceptional installation, flexibility, and cost savings. No matter what the call for hot water, there's a Bradford White commercial water heaters solution for your business properties. Visit BradfordWhite.com today for details.
This is Jason Martinez for Conkerville Subaru. When you buy a car from Conkerville Subaru, driving it off the lot isn't the end of the story. It's just the beginning of the relationship. Over the life of your vehicle, they'll be there for the whole ride, building relationships that matter to you and your family. That's the Conkerville promise. Going on now at Conkerville Subaru, pick your ride and pick your payment. For example, lease a 2019 Subaru Impreza 2.0i for as low as $96 per month for 36 months, $3,000 due at lease signing, or buy the popular Impreza Outback or Legacy for just 0.9% interest for 48 months on select models. Plus, every customer gets a lifetime powertrain warranty. Hurry in before October 31st for the Conkerville Subaru Pick Your Ride and Pick Your Payment. Coming in just a few months is the brand new state-of-the-art Conkerville Subaru showroom. If you love the Subaru brand, you will love this new showroom. It's beautiful. Conkerville Subaru. Visit 202subaru.com for inventory. That's 202subaru.com. Conkerville cares. Call 888-351-6493 for lease details.
There's just one sports station in Philadelphia for the Sixers.
Simmons in the Joe, two-hand jam. Joel Embiid knocking it out here in Philadelphia.
97.5, The Fanatic. Now back to Devon Givens live from the Wells Fargo Center. Sixers Bulls tonight at 8 on The Fanatic.
That's right, Sixers Bulls home opener, and you can hear the people buzzing as they come in, and you can also hear the ticket scanners, as somebody told me on Twitter. Tell them to put it on mute. But nah, we love it. You get all of it. You get it all here as we broadcast live from the center. It's always great to be down here. We'll be down here quite a few times during the season, broadcasting before games. I think we gotta talk to Eric and make sure we broadcast when the Phoenix Suns are here, so I can be here for that whole game. Just saying. 610-632-0975. We do have to squeeze in some phone calls as we get ready for Sixers, Bulls, 8 o'clock tip right here on the Fanatic. Brian Seltzer with the pregame starting around 7:50. So let's go to Ariel right here next in Roxborough on the Fanatic. Ariel, thanks for hanging on. Really appreciate it.
Yeah, it's Mario.
Mario, what's going on here with Devon and Anthony Gilbert from NJ.com?
All right, I got two quick things for you. So yep. When I look at Markel, the way I look at it is he reminds me of Aguilar when he first started out, just with his, like, lack of confidence, his kind of a little bit of a head case, like, in his own head, like you mentioned earlier. And then you see Doug, what he did, he used Aguilar in a certain way so he can better the rest of the team. I think that's what Brett needs to do. So that's my first point. And then my second point would be, it seems like it's almost like the definition of insanity with the way that they're kind of running the offense. They're doing the same thing over and over and expecting a different result. You know, all these guys on the three-point line where I think they could get some bodies moving a little bit more, maybe cutting through the lane, that sort of thing. And then my last thing, probably going to take like five games, give or take, to really give a valid assessment of what they're really doing.
Well, you definitely want to see a lot of movement to get some guys off the ball, get some better looks at the basket, get certain players in, at the free throw line, give them some opportunities. Markel Fultz, Ben Simmons, and I agree with you. I mean, you look at and it's all you always hear that Nelson Aguilar comparison with Markel Fultz. Two different guys. We'll see how it plays out. But listen, thanks for the call. Really appreciate it. I mean, it's a good one that people bring up a lot. When you look at what happened with Nelson Aguilar, losing the confidence, but then regaining it, and the way Doug approached everything. So, I mean, listen, like I said, it's two different guys. So we don't know how Markel Fultz is going to handle it.
Yeah, I actually wrote about being patient with Markel and how when he was in high school at DeMatha Catholic, you know,
took him a while.
He didn't make the team as a freshman. Most of the highly talented guys do down there. But then by the time, you know, junior year, senior year, everyone was trying to sign him. To the point of like him playing as a starter versus whatever's going on in the second half. We both know it's not how you start, it's how you finish. So,
yeah,
you know, him being a starter is kind of it's helpful, but until he produces, then it doesn't move the needle.
No, it does not. It does not. And that's why I think a lot of people are already giving up on him because they've only seen a few. And then it's the Jason Tatum factor. Now, listen, if they stayed at three, there's no telling that Boston wasn't going to take Jason Tatum at number one if that's who they wanted.
Right. Now, after the draft, and who knows if this is true, but Danny Ainge said we wanted Tatum all along.
Yeah, so maybe they would have taken him at one, but they decided, hey, we can get him at three and get a pick.
And we got that Sacramento pick.
Let's fleece Brian Colangelo. Why not? 610-632-0975. Sixers Bulls home opener here at the center right here in the Fanatic, 8 o'clock. Anthony Gilbert, NJ.com, hanging out with us here at the center. We're by section 110, 111, 11th Street Atrium entrance. Come by, say hello as you walk in. Mike and Del Rand joins us on the Fanatic next. Mike.
Yo, what's up, gentlemen?
What's happening?
Hey, man. This game is big for them, right? They need a big win at home. You know, it's going to be an exciting game. And let them forget about that game against Boston. But I got two questions for you, Devon.
Yep.
The first, so with Embiid not staying down on the block, Simmons not shooting, despite Brett Brown saying that he wants them to do each of that, right? And Markel struggles. When do we start saying, is Brett Brown just not in touch with this team? I know everyone says he's a great guy to play for. Everybody loves him. But you think maybe they're just a little too young?
Well, listen, we know they're young, but they have these different skill sets. So when you say Joel Embiid stay on the block, certainly you want him to stay on the block. That's what he's great at. But I never discount the fact that, hey, he can be a problem in the mid-range area. He can be a problem taking three threes a game and knocking down, hopefully, you know, one of those three. And you use that because then it opens up things. You have a 6'10 point guard, Mike, who is capable of doing what Ben Simmons can do on the block when he's down there. I'm okay with you sharing the load that way. And then it also at times gives the other guy a little bit of a break to do some things. But, I mean, maybe you look at the roster construction and say it's not correct. But I think here's the thing, man. It's just different and unique because you have a 6'10 point guard. And then you have unicorns now that are big men.
Yeah.
These are things that you have to do. Now it's up to them, Mike, to now find that great wing player or that great shooter outside of J.J. Redick adding to him to do something. And then I think we will really, really, really see the best of Ben Simmons and Joel Embiid.
Okay. All right, and then real quick, the real reason I called, I had to throw the Sixers thing in there. I'm going to hang up after I ask this question because I want to hear your thoughts. If you saw the news about the NBA G League opening up to 18-year-olds right out of high school,
yeah,
125K, right?
Right.
Now, think about it. Could this be the end of the elite in college basketball if one or two kids start this trend to do that?
That's a good question, Mike. Listen, thanks for the call as we answer that. AJ, I'll let you have that one.
I mean, it's definitely going to happen. You know, college basketball hasn't been the same in quite a long time. Everybody that is anybody that has aspirations to play on that next level of the NBA, they go into it one and done. So at least these kids, if they don't pan out, because there's only 450 spots,
they get some money.
They get some money, yep. You know. So
and
finally,
then they can go overseas if it doesn't work here, yeah. All that stuff. Yep.
I did want to say one point.
Yep.
With Joel Embiid shooting mid-range and threes in game one, part of it was the Sixers kind of, they ran out of options. They were trying to hit home runs. They couldn't run the ball anymore. They had to pass. You know what I'm saying? Scoop Jackson's in the building.
Yes, he is.
That's my guy.
That's the guy.
Representing Chicago, of course. You know what I'm saying? But the Sixers had to become that home run hitter.
Yeah.
Because they were looking at the scoreboard like, man, well, if I could jack some three-pointers, we might get back in this thing.
Maybe. And then they lost by 18. Let's go to Jamal in Summerdale on the Fanatic. Jamal, what's happening, man?
Hey, what's going on, guys?
What's going on?
How you doing? Hey, listen, man, to be honest with you, in the beginning, I never even heard of this dude, Markelle Fultz, when the draft came. I was a big, De'Aaron Fox, and Dennis Smith, and I actually watched a little bit of Jason Tatum when he was at Duke. But I have a question in regard to Markelle Fultz. You guys, you actually said that he looked kind of lost when he was out there. My question is to you guys. Is he understanding the playbook? Is he really reading the play? Did he understand the plays? Because when I saw the game yesterday, it looked like he was completely lost. He almost looked like Chad Johnson when he was with New England Patriots. Even though he had all this talent, but your talent can be diminished if you're not understanding the playbook and understanding where you're at. And one of the main concerns that I always had is also with Joel Embiid. I never liked Joel Embiid at the top of the key at all times. So my question to that one...
Not at all times, no.
Yeah, no. Yeah. He seems like he's at the top of the key too much instead of down in the post because he could be really dominant. So my question, is he always at the top of the key because of the inability of Ben Simmons not shooting the ball? And it's just for him to kind of clear the path. For him to get to the paint. Because they're the only two on that team that can actually put the ball on the floor and actually can, create their own shot.
Yeah,
I know that they got somebody out. I don't know who the gentleman that they traded for, but I don't know if he's hurt. I can't think of that gentleman's name. That's another guy that we have on this squad. That he's another guy. He's not a star, but he's a,
Decent
player. Yeah, on the Sixers. We just got him this year.
Oh, Wilson Chandler was brought in as a trade. Yeah, and listen, man, sorry we got to wrap it up, Maul. But, yeah, Wilson Chandler, I look forward to seeing him in the mix. AG, listen, we got to get ready to go.
Yes,
thanks,
sir.
So much for joining us. Anthony Gilbert, NJ.com. Follow him on Twitter at
AX Gilbert.
That's easy enough. Thanks so much to everybody here. Pat Egan back at the studio. Rick Meraki here. And Mackenzie and Dan here on the ground crew. Andrew Salchunas, Bob Cooney, Keith Pompey stopped by. And coming up next, you have the pregame show with Brian Seltzer before the tip-off of the home opener. Sixers, Bulls, game number 2. Let's see what happens. I'll talk to you after the game. As soon as we're done, we get it up post in the post right here on 97.5 The Fanatic. See y'all.